What is baptism? The picture shows a young man getting baptized. The Bible's answer. Baptism is complete water immersion. The footnote reads, the Greek word translated baptism refers to immersion, submersion, and emergence, according to Vine's Complete Expository Dictionary of Old and New Testament Words. End of footnote. Many baptisms are recorded in the Bible. Among them is the baptism of Jesus, who was immersed in the Jordan River. Years later, an Ethiopian man was baptized in a body of water that was near the road he was traveling. Acts 8:36-40. Jesus taught that baptism is a requirement for his followers. The Apostle Peter reaffirmed that teaching. Matthew 28:19-20 and 1 Peter 3:21. What does baptism mean? Baptism is an outward symbol or public display that the individual being baptized has repented of his sins and made an unconditional promise to God to do his will. That includes living a life of obedience to God and to Jesus. People who get baptized put themselves on the path to everlasting life. Water immersion is an apt symbol for the change a person has made in his life. How so? The Bible compares baptism to burial, Romans 6:4, and Colossians 2:12. By going under the water, the person is showing that he has died to his former way of life. When he comes up from the water, he is in effect starting his new life as a dedicated Christian. What does the Bible say about infant baptism or christening? The Bible does not mention the terms christen or christening, nor does it teach that infants should be baptized. The footnote reads, christening refers to a ceremony performed by some churches in which infants may be given a name and then baptized by having water sprinkled on or poured on their head. End of footnote. The picture shows a priest pouring water on a baby's head during a christening ceremony. Infant baptism is not compatible with the scriptures. The Bible teaches that a person who wants to get baptized must meet certain requirements. For example, he should understand at least the basic teachings of God's Word and be living in harmony with those teachings. He has repented of his sins. Acts 2:38-41 and chapter 8:12. And through prayer, he has dedicated his life to God. Infants are not able to do these things. What does it mean to be baptized in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit? Jesus instructed his followers to make disciples, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all the things I have commanded you. Matthew 28:19-20. In the name of means that the one being baptized recognizes the authority and position of the Father and the Son, as well as the role of God's Holy Spirit. To illustrate, the Apostle Peter said to a man who was lame from birth, in the name of Jesus Christ, the Nazarene, walk. Acts 3:6. The meaning is clear. Peter recognized and acknowledged the authority of Christ and attributed the miraculous cure to him. The Father refers to Jehovah God. As Creator, Life-Giver, and Almighty God, Jehovah has ultimate authority. The footnote reads, Jehovah is the personal name of God. See the article, Who is Jehovah? End of footnote. The Son is Jesus Christ, who gave his life for us. We cannot gain salvation unless we recognize and appreciate Jesus' key role in God's purpose for mankind. The Holy Spirit is God's active force, or his power in action. God has used his Holy Spirit to create, to impart life, to convey messages to his prophets and others, and to empower them to do his will. God also used Holy Spirit to inspire the Bible writers to record his thoughts. Is rebaptism a sin? It is not uncommon for people to change their religion. But what if they had been baptized in their former church? Would they be committing a sin if they got baptized again? Some answer yes, perhaps basing their view on Ephesians 4:5, which reads, one Lord, one faith, one baptism. However, this verse does not mean that a person cannot be rebaptized. How so? Context. The context of Ephesians 4:5 shows that the Apostle Paul was emphasizing the need for true Christians to be united in belief and faith. Such unity could exist only if they followed the same Lord, Jesus Christ, had the same faith or understanding of what the Bible teaches, and followed the same scriptural requirements for baptism. The Apostle Paul encouraged some who were already baptized to be baptized again. This was because they had been baptized without a full understanding of Christian teaching. Proper basis for baptism. To be acceptable to God, baptism must be based on an accurate knowledge of Bible truth. If a person is baptized on the basis of religious teachings that conflict with the Bible, that baptism would not be recognized by God. The person may have been sincere, but he did not act according to accurate knowledge. Romans 10:2. To merit God's approval, he would have to learn Bible truth, apply what he learned, dedicate his life to God, and be baptized again. Under these circumstances, his rebaptism would not be a sin. In fact, it would be the right thing to do. Other baptisms mentioned in the Bible. The Bible mentions other baptisms that had a different meaning or significance from the water immersion of Christ's followers. Consider some examples. Baptism performed by John the Baptist. Jews and Jewish proselytes were baptized by John in symbol of their repentance over sins they had committed against the Mosaic Law, the law that God gave to the Israelites through Moses. John's baptism prepared the people to recognize and accept the Messiah, Jesus of Nazareth. Jesus' personal baptism. Jesus' baptism by John the Baptist was unique. Jesus was a perfect man and had committed no sins. So his baptism did not involve repentance or the request to God for a good conscience. 1 Peter 3:21. Rather, it showed that he was presenting himself to God to do his will as the foretold Messiah, or Christ. This included giving his life for us. The picture shows Jesus getting baptized by John the Baptist. Baptism with Holy Spirit. Both John the Baptist and Jesus Christ spoke about baptism with Holy Spirit. That baptism is not the same as baptism in the name of the Holy Spirit. Why is that so? Only a limited number of Jesus' followers are baptized with Holy Spirit. These ones are anointed with Holy Spirit because they are called to serve with Christ in heaven as fellow kings and priests over the earth. 1 Peter 1:3 and 4 and Revelation 5, 9, and 10. Their subjects will be the millions of Jesus' followers who have the hope of everlasting life in paradise on earth. Matthew 5, 5, and Luke 23, 43. Baptism into Christ Jesus and into his death. Individuals baptized with Holy Spirit are also baptized into Christ Jesus. Romans 6:3. This baptism, therefore, applies to Jesus' anointed followers, who will rule with him in heaven. By being baptized into Jesus, they become members of his anointed congregation. He is the head, and they are the body. Anointed Christians are also baptized into Jesus' death. Romans 6, 3 and 4. In imitation of Jesus, they lead a self-sacrificing life of obedience to God and renounce any hope of everlasting life on earth. They complete this symbolic baptism when they die and receive a resurrection to life in heaven as spirit creatures. Baptism with fire. John the Baptist said to his listeners, "That one, Jesus, will baptize you with Holy Spirit and with fire. His winnowing shovel is in his hand, and he will clean up his threshing floor completely, and will gather his wheat into the storehouse. But the chaff he will burn up with fire that cannot be put out." Matthew 3, 11 and 12. Note that there are differences between baptism with fire and baptism with Holy Spirit. What did John mean by this illustration? The wheat represents those who will listen to Jesus and obey him. They have the prospect of being baptized with Holy Spirit. The chaff symbolizes those who will not listen to Jesus. Their end is a baptism of fire, which symbolizes their everlasting destruction. Misconceptions about Christian baptism. Misconception. Sprinkling or pouring water on a person is an acceptable alternative to complete water immersion. Fact. All the baptisms recorded in the Bible involved complete water immersion. None involved mere sprinkling. The footnote reads, "The Bible also uses the term baptisms to describe certain ceremonial cleansings, such as the immersing of utensils. This, of course, is altogether different from the complete water immersion of Jesus and his followers." End of footnote. Sprinkling misses the point of water immersion, that the person being baptized has died to his former way of life and is now starting his new life as a dedicated servant of God. Misconception. When the Bible says that a jailer in Philippi and his entire household were baptized, it implies that infants were baptized too. Acts 16:25 and verses 31 through 34. Facts. For one thing, no ages are mentioned. For another, before the jailer and his household were baptized, they heard and accepted the word of Jehovah. Acts 16:31 and 32 and verse 34. Therefore, they must have been old enough to understand what was said and to believe in God and the Lord Jesus.